This is also called a kilkul. Like Rashi says, Kivin the Makaklam Arabin, Sheshechin Umatalklam Boyeruv. You're making a kilkul for the people. Like, what's part of the purpose of making a Rubach Hatzeris? A Rubach Hatzeris is you want that people may by mistake carry out on Shabbos from one house to another house, and it's also to do it. So you want to make an Erev Hatzeris before Shabbos to avoid the Yisra, to come out of Tzmutter, to allow people to carry from one Chatzar to another Chatzar. So now that Rav Tachlifa, Paskin like Shmuel, the Paskin like Rebbe, that holds the Chumah, you're not allowed to make the Erev, he told the person, don't make the Erev Chatzeris. So since the person didn't make the Erev Chatzeris, the kilka was that there are going to be some people on Shabbos that are going to forget and will carry out from one Chatzar to another Chatzar. So you cause the kilka to happen on Shabbos. Because to you, it comes out, some people are going to carry now from one Rishus to another Rishus without an Erev, and that's your fault. That's why it's called the kilka. So mainly we don't have a clear rai exactly what does Rebbe hold. Does Rebbe was the one that say you are allowed to make the Erev Chatzeris? Or the Rebbe Lezer once learned Rebbe was the one that says no, you're not allowed to make the Erev Chatzeris. Now everybody holds this also. Now that I make a Erev Tchum on Yom Tif for Shabbos. Because that's also to walk Chutz to Tchum on Yom Tif also. That's called the Maisa Tikkun today. Right, Omar Rava, Omar Rav Chizda, Omar Rav Huna Halacha to Rebbe. Halacha is like Rebbe Buleser, in economy, the way Rebbe Lezer Paskins, Rebbe Lezer learns Pshad, that Rebbe is the one that says that you're not allowed to make even an Erev Chatzeris on a Friday, which is Yom Tif, for Shabbos. And that's what we Paskin. Maisa, we Paskin it's Osir. We hold on a Yom Tif Friday is a Yom Tif, you're not allowed to make an Erev Chatzeris on Friday, Yom Tif, for tomorrow for Shabbos. Because since the Maisa is going to be a Maisa Tikkun tomorrow, you're creating something for tomorrow, you're not allowed to do that on Yom Tif. Tana Rabbonin. Yom Tif Shechal Lias B'Shabbos. What happens when Yom Tif, Sukkis, or Shavuos, or Pesach comes out on Shabbos? Is, how do we dive into Tefillah, the Shemoneh Esrei? Is Be'Shama Yemri Mispalu Shemoneh. Be'Shama says you dive in 8 brachas. Not like we do 7 brachas, but he holds when Shabbos comes out on, Yom Tif comes out on Shabbos, you make 8 brachas. For Yom Tif Shabbos Bifnei Atmoi, HaMekadesh HaShabbos is one bracha by itself. V'Shal Yom Tif Bifnei Atmoi, another bracha. Another bracha, but Kedusha say Yom Tif, you make another bracha by itself. That's the way Beis Shammai holds. Beis Hillel says no, that Mispalo Sheva, he only makes 7 brachas, like a regular Shabbos, or regular Yom Tif, you make the same brachas on Yom Tif Shabbos. But Maschil Bishal Shabbos, this sheet holds that Beis Shammai holds, you just start off Bishal Shabbos, or Messiah Bishal Shabbos, and you end off also, HaMekadesh HaShabbos, that's all. In the bracha, you don't say Mekadesh HaZmanim. You don't say that. Our bracha uses Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yazmanim, right? We say Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael V'Yazmanim. But according to the Shita, B'Sham Beis Hillel says no. Yendo of just HaMekadesh HaShabbos. V'yoyim Mekdusha Shayoyim B'Yemtza. In the middle of the bracha, you also say Chag HaPesach HaZeh, Chag HaMatzah, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos. In the middle of the bracha, you mention the Yom Tif. But you don't end off with the bracha of Yom Tif, you end off with a pure Mekadesh HaShabbos. That's what Beis Hillel holds. Rebbe Yoimer though, we don't, like Rebbe says, Rebbe Yoimer no, Avchoysim bo Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Yazmanim. You end off the Nusra Brosa with Brach with 2 things. True, we only make 7 Brachas, not like Beis Shammai to make 2 separate Brachas for Shabbos and for Yom Tif, but the one Brach we make, the middle Brach, we say 2 things in the Chesima. Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Yazmanim. Toni Tono Kaime de Ravina. Atana learned something in front of Ravina. Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hashabbos v'Yazmanim. That's the way he said. He said, Nusra should be, we do it Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Yazmanim. He said, no, first say Mekadesh Yisrael, then v'Hashabbos v'Yazmanim. Rashi b'Mil say the Rebbe, in the same psak the way Rebbe learned, that you end off with the 2 inyonim in the same bracha, but he just said, change around a little bit to say Mekadesh Yisrael, first say about Kedushas Yisrael. And then you mention V'ha Shabbos V'ha Zmanim. Then you talk about Shabbos and Yom Tov. Omalei, so he answered, Ravine answered back to him, Otu Shabbos Yisrael Mekadshelei. Does Shabbos have to do with Yisrael, Klal Yisrael? V'ha Shabbos Mekadshel V'kaimo. Shabbos is the Kedusha by itself. From Sheshesh Yimei Bereishis, the first Shabbos, and then on, there's always 6 days of work, and the 7th day of Shabbos, it has nothing to do with the Kiddush Levona, it has nothing to do with Klal Yisrael, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu alone was Mekadesh Shabbos. You don't have to say Mekadesh Yisrael for Yisrael Shabbos. You start off saying Mekadesh HaShabbos. Shabbos has its own Kedusha. Trashi Otu Shabbos Yisrael Mekadshelei, Shekidamta Kedusha Yisrael Lishol Shabbos, that you said first say Mekadesh Yisrael, and then HaShabbos. Bishlei mizman and bishlei by yomtiv. It's very good. Sorach laktem kedushas Yisrael likedushasa, and you have to say first mekadesh Yisrael. V'hazmanim shall yedei kedushas Yisrael niskachuhem. Because of Yisrael came a Pesach, came a Shavuos. V'ilo niskachu Yisrael hayukayvim chadoshim v'kor muadim v'bezdin. If not for the bezdin that makes the kiddush achodish, makes the chodish, we wouldn't have a Pesach. Pesach is tezvov anisin, tezvov and the tishrei sukkis. You need the bezdin to make the yomtiv. Mashenken Shabbos is by itself. Rashi Elul Shabbos lekatcha v'kaimon. Mishesh shemay breishis. V'yena tluya v'kviyas the Rosh Chodesh. Not totally in Rosh Chodesh. Sam every 7 day is Kodesh. Elo, so if Ravina said no, you should do like we learned before in Rebbe. Eloimo mekadesh haShabbos. Then you say v'yisroel v'yazmanim. And Amar Rabbi Yosef halacha k'Rebbe, you could atir with Ravina. Halacha is like Rebbe, like Ravina says, like we do, Mekadesh HaShabbos, then we say Yisrael V'Yazman. Tana Rabbon, Shabbos Shechal Lios Rosh Chodesh. What happens when Shabbos comes out on Rosh Chodesh, or the Chol HaShemoyed, or else Shabbos comes out on Chol HaShemoyed, is Arves V'Shachros HaMincha, these three Tfilis, Mispal L'Sheva. The Baal of Shabbos, he only makes 7 brachas, like on Shabbos, V'Yoyimah Mi'ena Moira Be'Avoidah. In the Avoidah, that's by Moidim, by it's saying as by Yalav Yavoi, you say Main Hamoira. That's like we do. On Rosh Chodesh, we just say Yalav Yavoi, and the Etzem Nusach HaBrocha, we don't say Rosh Chodesh, we just say Mekadosh HaShabbos. And Chol HaShemoyed, we just say Yalav Yavoi. Trashi Mishpal Sheva Kishasha Bosses, like every other Shabbos, you daven the regular 7 Brochas. Yechid HaBechol Enloi Lemoyed Brocha Kavua, Bishol HaTfilos HaLolu. Just like in a regular Chol HaMoyed, on the weekday, we don't have a special Nusach for the Tfilo, we just say Yalav Yavoi. Is after Shabbos, Saint Sorach Lekfer LeBrocha LeBei Shamay, Vle Leklol LeBei Tilo. Nein HaMoyer, Rosh Chodesh HaMoyed, you just say Bavoyed, Gain Yalav Yavoi, Bebrichos HaVoyda. Like we do. You say Yalav Yavoi, that's all. So when Shabbos comes out on Chol HaMoyed, or Shabbos comes out on Rosh Chodesh, in the Nusach of Shachris, Mincha and Mariv, you just say the regular Tfilo of Shabbos, and just add Yalav Yavoi. V'yim lo yoma, let's say you forgot to say Yalav Yavoi, is machzir noisa. You have to daven over again. It's not called Yadavin. Rabbi Elazar why me bohidor. Rabbi Elazar says the place where you say Yalav Yavoi is not where we say it by Ritzay, but like where we say Al Nisim in Moedim. Trashi bohidor, k'moy sh'oimer Al Nisim mechanik opurim. Same way we say by Al Nisim after Moedim, that's where he holds you have to say Yalav Yavoi also after Moedim. Now, over Musafim, what do you do about Musaf when Shabbos comes out of Rosh Chodesh? Or Shabbos comes out on Chol HaMoed. That on regular Chol HaMoed or regular Rosh Chodesh Shabbos owns Tefillah Musaf. Taki, you have to daven a whole Musaf for Rosh Chodesh, for Chol HaMoed. And for Shabbos also, you have to daven Musaf. So what do you do now? The two come together. Over Musafim, Maschil B'Shal Shabbos, or Messiah B'Shal Shabbos, V'yayim Mekdushas HaYom B'Yemsa. That's what the Tanakhama holds. That on Shabbos, you start off with Shabbos and end off just with Mekadesh HaShabbos. And in the middle of Musaf, there you mention the Inyan of Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yishmael ben Noach, Rabbi Yechid ben Baruch Oimrim. They both say like this. That komokom shusak l'sheva, whenever you only have to daven 7 brachas, maschil b'shal Shabbos, or mishayim b'shal Shabbos, v'yom mekdusha seyayim b'yemtza. So here he's saying the same thing also. Rashi, komokom shusak l'sheva, no, his chiddush is, v'yafilu arvis v'shachos emincha. It's even on Mariv and shachos emincha the same thing. That according to him, you know, just a little difference. You don't say Yalav Yavoi really. Hey, maybe it is though. I mean, Komok Hashusk L'Sheva Maschil B'Shal Shabbos or Messiah B'Shal Shabbos. Yom Kedushas Yom Yemtza. There's a current issue that you don't even have to say Yalav Yavoi. Just in the middle of that bracha, Shabbos came out of Chol HaMoed. Shabbos came out of Rosh Chodesh. So in the middle of this bracha, Shabbos, in the middle you say it's Rosh Chodesh today, or you say it's Chol HaMoed Sukkot. You say Sukkot or Pesach. You don't have to say Yalav Yavoi, just in the middle of that bracha, you mention Kedushas HaYom V'Yemtza. That's what he holds. In the middle of the bracha, Mekadesh HaShabbos. Omer Rav Huna, Ein Halacha K'yotze Zug. We don't hold like this Zug. The Ma'aseh like we do, when Shabbos comes down on Chol HaMoed, the Nusach of the Etzem Bracha, Mekadesh HaShabbos, you don't mention Sukkot at all. You just say Mekadesh HaShabbos, and we say in Ritzay, we say Yalav Yavoi. Because we don't do like this Zug. This Zug holds you don't say Yalav Yavoi, just in the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos, before that you mention Sukkis, or you mention Rosh Chodesh. So we don't do like that. Rashi says, Ein Halacha Yoyis the Zug Asinim. Like the Tanakam of Yom Ha'ar V'Shachos HaMincha, Mispalu Sheva, on the Shabbos, Chol HaMoed, Yedavin, regular Tfilah Shabbos. That's all. Yoni say yalav yavoy. Miyolav hilchasa kavosei behod ikamu v'mesofim maskel. But after they passed him by Musaf, we don't hold like they did. As they said by Musaf, and Musaf Shabbos Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos Chol HaMoed, you just start off with Shabbos and end off just Mekadosh Shabbos, and you only mention Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed in the middle of the tefillah, in the middle of the bracha. That we don't do like. Like we do, we end off the bracha Mekadosh Shabbos v'Yisrael v'Yazmanim. That we do. And if we say Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we say Rosh Chodesh in the tefillah, the bracha itself. Rashi Eloboi Chosak Rebbe, Tiyomer Av Chosim Bo Mekadosh Shabbos v'Yisrael v'Yazmanim. Or Rosh Chodeshim Rosh Chodesh. On Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we end off Musaf by saying Mekadosh Yisrael, Mekadosh Shabbos, Yisrael, Rosh Chodeshim. Right. Omer Rav Chiya Barashi. Omer Rav. Meniach Odom Eruve Tchumim Miyom Tov Lachaveri. On 2 days Yom Tov, you'll have to make an Erev Tchumim 1 day for the next day. In other words, for tomorrow you can make an Erev Tchumim. O Master, make it tonight. Rashi miyom tov lechaveroi im nizka biyom tov rishoin v'cholo shnei yom tovim chamishi v'era Shabbos. Let's say yom tov was Thursday and Friday, and you forgot before yom tov to make an erev tchumim. On yom tov also, you're not allowed to walk more than 2,000 amot out of the city. So you forgot. Now, if you want to, umasne, you can make it tonight on Thursday. Put down your pass at the end of the 2,000 amot and make it tonight. Say like this: im ayoyim choyer lift today. We're talking about chutz lorets. That you keep 2 days Yom Tov, 1 day's a Sufik. So you make it tonight and Thursday and say like this: Im Ayoyim Cholof, today Thursday is really a weekday. Omacha Kodesh, really Yom Tov is tomorrow. Then Eruve Erev, the Erev I'm making today is very good. Let that be the Erev Tchumim. Because since today is a weekday, I'm allowed to make the Erev Tchumim. The Yim Cholof, let's say it the opposite way, that today is really Yom Tov. So then it comes out, what is tomorrow Friday? Really Friday is Chol then. So it comes out, any Tzarech the Erev. I don't need an Erev then. Litashilon. And it's Tzarech La'ariv, L'Tavshilun of a Tchumim. Yeah, I don't make an Erev. Yeah. This is for Tavshilun. For an Erev Tavshilun, this is Halacha also. You can make it tonight. If somebody forgot to make an Erev Tavshilun before Yom Tov, when Yom Tov comes out on Thursday and Friday, so if you remember the first day, Thursday, you can make an Erev Tavshilun with it tonight. You still like this. If today is really Yom Tov, so then I don't need an Erev tomorrow. Because then tomorrow, Friday is Chol, I'm allowed to cook tomorrow for Shabbos. If today is really Chol, so then I make an Erev Tavshilun today to let me cook tomorrow on Friday for Shabbos. That's the halacha. You can make an Erev Tavshilun the first day and the tonight. And the same thing as B'shel Tachumim, the same thing. B'shel Tachumim, that you put down the pas today. The same thing. Today is Thursday. So you put down your bread at the end of the 2,000 Namas and you say like this. If today is Chol, and tomorrow is Yom Tov, and I want the Erev to be Chal. Today is Chol, I can make an Erev today for tomorrow. On the Tzad, today is Yom Tov, then I'm not allowed to make the Erev, so then I don't need the Erev tomorrow, because tomorrow is Chol then. So therefore, you can make an Erev Tchumim on Thursday, that Friday you will be allowed to walk Chutz Tchum. On Thursday, we're talking, only on Thursday. Friday you can't do it anymore. You have to make the Erev on Thursday. Miyotach Haber Romasne. Omar Rav says, Maniach Odin Aruva Tavshilin, Miyot, same thing. The first halach was Erev Tchumin. Now Rav said the same halach applies by Erev Tavshilin. And this halach, that Maniach Odin Aruva Tavshilin, Miyom Tov Lechaveroi. Omasne. That when Yom Tov comes out on Thursday and Friday, and you forgot to make Erev Tavshilin before Thursday, before Yom Tov, on Thursday, the first day, you can make an Erev Tavshilin in Manashach. Either today is Yom Tov, so tomorrow I don't need the Erev, or else if today is Choyal, I'm making the Erev today. Where it says, Man di yom eruv tchumim, the first man di yom, and it says, it helps eruv tchumim, kol shchen eruv tavshilin. For sure, it helps eruv tavshilin. We'll soon see why. Abu man di yom eruv tavshilin, Rava, that said this tonight only helps an eruv tavshilin, aval eruv tchumim loy. But eruv tchum, there is more machum. He says, by tchum, you can't make this tonight. My time away, lemikna shvisa v'shabbat aloy. So mochomadik alochom. Eruv tchum means you want to be kind to say, this is the place where I'm living. So all you said, eruv tchum is, before Yom Tov, like, you know, before Shabbat, you put your pot down in the field, and it comes out, this is the place that I'm living there. So you want to be kind as if your mom is living there, that's a kinyan, that's a bigger maisa tikkun. So that's also to do on 2 days, Yom Tov, they hold, even that you can't do. So Rashi says, Lemikne shavisa b'shabata. Lav davke shabata nakre, lo Yom Tov, kore shabata. Lo yetiru lo likne shavisa b'yom Tov. Gafilo misofik. V'metura v'erubu tavshil nosim ishum kovet Shabbat tefiru. Eruve Tavshilin, the maker, Rashi says, because you have to have food to eat on Shabbos. So Mishum Kavod Shabbos, they'll make it for you, we'll let you have a way to be able to cook on Friday for Shabbos. That's a bigger purpose, to make an Erev Tavshilim. Mashenken, to walk chutz l'tchum is not so important, Rashi's saying. A little different svar, Rashi's saying. It's not that important to have to walk outside the tchum. So therefore, we don't let you make the Eruv Tchumim on a Thursday for a Friday. If you've got to make the Erev Tchum before Yom Tov, the first day Yom Tov Thursday, he holds Rav holds, you're not allowed to make it for the next day for Friday. Because since you don't have to walk there, and it's a Maisa L'mikne Shrisa, that's also to do on Yom Tov. And that's why we hold halacha. Only a rubei tavshil is muta, but a rubei tchum is takarasa. Tana rabbonin, ein noifin mi yomtov lechaveroi. 2 days yomtov, you're not allowed to bake or cook from one day yomtov to the next day. Because the next day you can't cook. The frat here, where 2 days yomtov, one day is choyal midirai, it's a question not allowed to cook. Now, the end of summer really was said that mamali isha kola gadei rabosar. An isha, when she's cooking meat, she can fill up the whole pot full of meat. Afo pishen tzricha lechatichachas. Even though she only needs really one piece of meat, still she could fill up the whole thing. So Rashi said, the bechat tircha sagi. It's one tircha. To fill up the whole pot with meat, it's the same tircha, therefore it's mutter. Memala nachtum chav yashemayim. The baker that has to go fetch the water to knead with, he could fill up the whole big pitcher full of water. Afal pish and tzarech el lekitun echad. Even though it only needs one little glass full, still he could do it. The same thing, it's one tircha. Since it's one tircha, it's mutter to do it. But to bake, you're not allowed to bake. Trashi avul afois. Kol kiko v'kiko tzricha afir udili atzma. If you only need one bread today, and you want to bake a few breads today, you're not allowed to. Because each bread you put into the oven is a maisa by itself. You have to put it into the oven and take it out of the oven. So it's a tircha by itself. You can't bake more bread than you need. Only what you need, that's what's mutter. More than you need, you can't bake on Yom Tov. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar wants to know that memale isha kol atana pas. An isha, even though she only needs one bread today, she could bake 10 breads. She could fill up the whole oven full of breads. Why? Nifnei shapas nefes yofen bizman shatana mole. Anu svara. The more bread you have in the oven, the more the oven is filled up, the more the bread is going to taste good. So you only need one bread for today, but you want that bread to taste the best. So to make it taste the best, it tastes better if you have more breads in the oven. So all the bread you're baking is called, you're baking something for now, which is mutter. Shrashi bizman shatana mole, shatanurim kitanim. At that time, they had small ovens, are you? They put the bread on the side of the wall. When it was very full, mismayet chaloloi, your mamash full up the whole inside. Now, as all the heat stays very concentrated in one small place, and it bakes much better. So all the breads inside bake much better. Therefore, you're allowed to bake as much bread as you want in one oven at the same time. In Omar Rova, halachik Rabbi Shimon Melozer. We take a pasuk Rabbi Shimon Melozer. Iboy lehu. A new shalom now. Mi shalay yaniach eruv v'tashilim. Somebody forgot to make an eruv tashilim. So comes now Friday. Yom Tov is Thursday, Friday. It was even Friday and Shabbos. Comes now Friday. He's not allowed to cook and bake today for Shabbos. It is the shiloh who neser the kimcha neser. He's not allowed to bake true. But what about his kemach, his flour? Is his flour also to use? Let's say his neighbor made an eruv v'tashilim. Is his neighbor allowed to come into your house and take your flour and cook for you? That's the shiloh. If you did not make an Erev Tashilin, you for sure can't cook on Friday now for Shabbos. What about your food? What about your kemach? Is kimcha nesa reduma, or maybe no? Who nesa? The person is also to cook on Friday for Shabbos. But if he ain't kimcha nesa, but maybe his flour is not osir. Tomorrow, my nafkamino, laknuya kimcha lacherim. Could he be matni, give away his flour to his neighbor? Let his neighbor cook for him. That's the shayla. If you tell me he and his flour, the rabbanon said nothing doing, even your flour, your food can't be cooked now. Is neser is sorach leaknir kimcha lachem? Interesting. No, you still have to be makdir it though. But then the pshat is you can't just give a present, or you can't tell your neighbor come and bake my bread. Kozman, it's called your flour. It's awesome. What you have to do is you have to be makdir to your friend. You have to be makdir to him with a kinyan, and then it becomes his. Once it's his, he can do what he wants with it. If you tell me who neser, he ain't kimcha neser, but if you tell me on the other side of the chikira, that only he is also to cook, mashenkin his flour is mutter, the kemach is not neser, then he would not have to be makni his flour to his friend. He could just tell his neighbor, do me a favor, come to my house and you cook for me. I forgot to make an Erev Tashil and I can't cook today for Shabbos. But you that made an Erev Tashil and you come into my house and use my flour. So that's the Shaila. When the Rabbanan said it's Osu, is it only Osu for the person or the even made it on the Heft so everything that belongs to you can't be used? Toshima, come and bring your Raya. Mi shaloi heniach eruv tashilin. Somebody forgot to make an Erev Tashilin. Harezeh lo yofeh, he can't bake, lo yavashle, he can't cook, v'lo yatmin, he can't make hatzmona. He can't wrap around the food to keep it hot. Loy loy, v'lo lacherim, not for himself, not for somebody else. V'lo yacherim oifenim avashim loy, so clearly somebody else can't bake or can't cook for him. Kate said away, so what does he have to do? He has to makne kim cholacherim, klar, he has to be makne, give away his flour to somebody else. Not just tell somebody to come and use it. I have to make a kinyan and make it that it belongs to somebody else. Then the yoifin loy. Then that person could bake it. Umavashlin and cook it. Shema mina. From here it's a clear raya that who nesa the kimcha nesa shema mina. Here it's a clear raya that not only are you also to bake, but your flour is also to be baked also on Yom Tov. So calls them on the flour or the food, the fish, belongs to you. It can't be cooked. If somebody else wants to come and cook for you, your fish or your meat, you're going to have to be makne, give it to somebody else that belongs to somebody else. Now that it belongs to somebody else, that person, Pshita, could cook. Mashenka and you can't. Yeah. So clear right, even your chemicals also wasn't. Right, Iboilu, another Shaila. What about Ova V'yofamai? A person that forgot to make an Erev Tashilin. So he's not allowed to cook now in Yom Tov. He didn't listen though, based on mistake or the mazid. He went and baked. He went and baked himself bread today. My, what's the locha? Shrashi mal sheyoichu b'Shabbos. Are you allowed to eat this food now on Shabbos? How far did the chum go? Toshima, come in here. Somebody forgot to make an Erev Tashilin. What is he supposed to do? How could he make it? He can't cook now. He's off tomorrow. Is the answer is let him be makne, let him sell, be makne, give over his flour to his friends. And his friends that will come and bake and cook for him. That's what the Brisa says.
Alright, turn over. All right.
So what's that?